fazer planos do que virá depois. O meu coração pode amar pelos dois.
Ding ding, all the world was singing. Ring ding a ding a ding, ding ding, she's got me in a whirl.
Ring ding a ding a ding, ding ding,
she's my ring a ding girl.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Yes, it's that time again, Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Uri Tussiot. I've got to get you saying that, people. I've got married, woohoo! Obviously, and as we said last Sunday, but it's time for us to pay homage to the world's greatest singing competition we all know and love, the Eurovision Song Contest. Starting off with a remix from the Norwegian National Final Melody Grand Prix in 2006. This is Queen-tastic with the incredibly camp song, Absolutely Fabulous.
Just in my way.
Wow, I am worn out. That's Queentastic with Absolutely Fabulous from Melody Grand Prix in Norway, 2006 National Final Song. Oh yes, well, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I am Kieran Tuttiest and you're listening to Forest FM. I am your crazy Eurovision fan on the radio. And I should have said Kieran Uri Tuttiest. Yes, I have recently got married and I'm still trying to wrestle with my surname because I've gone double-barreled with the other half. So it's got to be done. But yes, welcome to the show. If you want to get in contact with us, it would be lovely to hear from you. Really nice to hear from you. Our Twitter handle is called at ESC Showcase. ESC Showcase, standing for Eurovision Song Contest Showcase. Indeed. And also you can like our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase, or type into your web address bit and you just type in www.facebook.com/ESC Showcase if you have a bit of trouble finding us on Facebook. Also, you can email us tutsexperience@hotmail.com. And I have to have a big shout out and a thank you very much to Ian and Donna Cunningham sending us a very warm message to myself and my husband Rob for our wedding a couple of Saturdays ago. Yes, it was last Saturday. Well, the 19th of August, you know what I mean. But I really got to thank you. It was a lovely surprise, and thank you very much. And also, I had a lovely message sent to me from Greta Solme, who represented Iceland in 2016, wishing me a very congratulations on my wedding day, too. So thank you so much. It's very, very kind. So I hope you've had a great time. Also, on Saturday, the 19th of August, wasn't it? Yes, and I had a bit of a mind blurp. We had the amazing Eurostars event take place up in London in King's Cross, and it certainly looks like everybody had an amazing time, and who could blame them? I really would have gone to that. I really would have done, because it would have been my weekend off too. And generally, I would have gone, but it was such a shame. Necessarily, the Eurostars event didn't take place. But if you went, I hope you had an amazing time. And if you didn't go, shame on you. No, it's fine. Sometimes logistics doesn't work out that way. But we're going to hear a song from the gentleman who hosted the show. And this lovely guy had an amazing song in our Eurovision You Decide show. Is it called You Decide? I'm drawing a blank. Crazy. But the UK National Final in 2016. And it's from... He sang a song called Miracle. And it's from Carl William Lund.
Hello, this is Carl William Lund from Eurovision You Decide. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And my song is Miracle. Enjoy.
Feeling like I don't belong. Can I find another song? Go ahead and say it, go ahead if you dare to dream. And I want to fly in your arms, you take me home. Let me reach all of my dreams, I'm not alone. You keep me hoping I'll breathe. And I want to fly in your arms, just take control. Help me reach all of my dreams, let me let go.
Miracle, oh,
Was in the UK Eurovision National Final, Eurovision You Decide, which I've just confirmed is correct, which was indeed the UK National Final for this year, 2017. And what a jolly good song it was too. Now, the performance, but never mind. I have a slight personal connection to Selena, as my old boss from my old job, used to go to university with her, so that was quite fun and quite a surreal experience in the office. It certainly was at the time. Didn't want to say anything too rude, but well, I wouldn't have said anything rude anyway, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, very good love and, you know, love and hugs. Okay, now the next song we're going to play now is indeed a song that I think all of us who are Eurovision fans, at least, and even casual Eurovision fans, will remember watching the 1998 Eurovision Song Contest. We're probably scarred for life after watching this particular performance. And, you know, it's not the winner who I'm talking about, but I think you probably know who I'm talking about from Deutschland.
hat euch lieb. Und wenn's auch mal Tränen gibt, kommt er rüber und singt für euch Lieder. Gildo hat euch lieb. Zärtlichkeit, da wurde Knuddeln und Knutschen und Liebe immer groß geschrieben. Ich denk gern zurück an die Zeit voll Harmonie und Glück, als ich täglich in ein Poesiealbum schrieb. Piep, 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 ich hab dich lieb, Gildo hat euch lieb. Und wenn's auch Tränen gibt, kommt er rüber und singt für euch Lieder. Gildo hat euch lieb. In meiner kleinen Welt, in der der eine zum anderen hält und in der deine Tränen nicht lügen, lernen Träume fliegen. Da wär ich so gern, wär den Sternen nicht mehr allzu fern. Und von dort schick ich euch meinen Liebesbeweis. Nussecken und Himbeereis. Gildo hat euch lieb. Und wenn's auch mal Tränen gibt, kommt er rüber und singt für euch Lieder. Gildo hat euch lieb. An die Zeit voll Harmonie und Glück, als ich täglich in ein Poesiealbum schrieb. Piep, 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 ich hab dich lieb, Gildo hat euch lieb. Und wenn's auch mal Tränen gibt, kommt er rüber und singt für euch Lieder. Gildo hat euch lieb.
Immer wieder, immer wieder.
Hello, this is Martina Barta from Czech Republic. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, My Turn. Enjoy.
From the very, very first time I saw you, you were my home, you were my home, you were my home. Now that you are falling, let me be your calling, be your one prayer, keep away the bad things. In this moment, let me give to you what you've given to me, and that's the least I can do. Baby, it's you. Every time I close my eyes, it's always been you. And heaven knows that I'll be waiting always by your side. Baby, it's you. Every time that I was down, you were there to fix me up, you were there to pick me up. Now it's my turn. Choose between, I was your choice, I was your choice. So let me be your salvation and joy. Now that you are calling, let me be your calling, be your wonder prayer, keep away the bad things. In this moment, let me give to you what you've given to me, and that's the least I can do. Baby, it's you. Every time I close my, it's always been you, and heaven knows that I'll be waiting always by your side. Baby, it's you. Every time that I was down, you were there to fix me up, you were there to pick me up.
call just to say hello. Oh, oh. Will you let me hear it once more? Baby, it's you. Every time I close my eyes, it's always been you.
Martina Barta, My Turn, the Czech Republic Eurovision entry for 2017. And, you know, what a beautiful song that is. I hope you really enjoyed that. I certainly did. Now, to talk about the Czech Republic in a little bit, they've had a little bit of a sketchy Eurovision history so far, but this year's Eurovision Song Contest, they failed to qualify in 13th place. With 83 points. Now, they only got 2 points from a televote, and that was from Portugal. Bless them. But the juries absolutely loved the Czech Republic, and they got most of their points from there. They got 12 points from Portugal in semi one, and also 10 points from Slovenia and Spain, and 8 points from the United Kingdom jury. So, you know, the Czech Republic did really well this year. And people thought it was going to flop. I thought Martina Barta looked really silly, to be honest, in that gold lamé suit. Just really did not suit her in the slightest. But the song, stunning. Stunning. And she's an amazing singer, Martina Barta. We played a rendition of Skyfall, which she sang with the Prague Symphony Orchestra, which was just incredible. And it was a great honour for me to play that for you guys here on Forest FM. But in particular, I just thought that she's an artist. She'll blow us away on the stage in Kiev. And even though the song's great, yeah. Gold Lame in 2017. Anyway, we'll leave it at that. It's now time for this. Rob's Random Request. Well, it's time for Rob's Random Requests, as I just said. And Rob is my husband, and we have two hats. We have a hat full of countries, a hat full of years. We glue them together, and we play that song randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Okay. Now, Rob picked the country of Turkey. We have never had a turkey, or at least not for a while. And Rob has picked the year 2000. Yes, he has. Now, Turkey took part in the Eurovision Song Contest 2000, and the country was represented by Pınar Ayan and her group SOS, with the song Yorgunum Anlar, which in English means I'm weary, written by Pınar Ayan herself, together with Suyan Ayan and Orkun Azgan. Right. The entry was chosen by a professional jury, so they say. Although the song was originally in Turkish, during the contest, it was partly sung in English. Indeed it was. Okay. So, this is very interesting. On the night of the Eurovision Song Contest 2000, in the Globen Arena in Stockholm, Sweden, Pınar Ayan and the group SOS performed 22nd in the running order, following Latvia and preceding Ireland. So they sang second last. Indeed, they did. Now, at the closing of the voting, Yorgunum Anlar received 59 points, placing Turkey in 10th place. 11 participants have voted for Yorgunum Anlar, and the Turkish jury awarded its 12 points to the Swedish entry that year. Yes, which was Spirits Calling My Name by Roger Pentara, of course. And Turkish jury was great because they gave the UK 6 points. Nikki French, they are your best friends. But Turkey got 12 points from the Netherlands and France, 10 points from Germany. as well, just to mention. Right, so now let's hear the Turkish entry from the 2000 Eurovision Song Contest from Pinar Ayan and Group SOS with Yorgurumanlar. And one of a few Turkish entries which I can sing along all the way to. But not with a mic up. Yorgunum Bandar from Pinar Ayan and the SOS here on Forest FM, Turkey's Eurovision entry from 2000. It is time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 27th of August. Now on Friday night, Belarus and Ukraine picked its Junior Eurovision 2017 entries. To find out more about this, head over to eurovoir.com. Also, OGAE Song Contest 2017 entries have been picked. The contest will take place in Spain. If you'd like to find out more about the entries and what the UK entry is, head over to eurovoir.com as well. Amid controversy, Australia have announced that they will be again participating at Eurovision in 2018, obviously next year in Portugal. Now, the Eurovision Song Contest brand is going to expand. The EBU announced that Eurovision Asia will certainly be a thing, and Eurovision Asia has launched its website already. Yes, it has. The contest official website has been launched, called eurovisionasia.tv. It's now live. Specific dates of the competition are yet to be announced, nor have the countries competing in the event has been named. But fans of the contest are being invited to suggest artists, songwriters, music styles, what they would like to see in the competition, while also being asked on who they think will win the first ever Eurovision Asia Song Contest. Three cities have expressed serious intent to host. They include Hong Kong, Singapore, and Sydney, Australia. The following countries have also confirmed their participation or interest in the show, including Australia, China, Japan, and South Korea. And yes, I'm sure you have noted, Australia is in the contest, and maybe New Zealand too, but it's not just Eurovision Asia, they're extending the brand out to the Oceanic Pacific area. Yes, indeed. So that is your Eurovision Showcase news. If you'd like to find out more news as the week progresses, then head over to eurovoix.com, eurovoix.com. Also, weebieblogs.com, escextra.com, escinsight.com. The websites are fantastic, guys. Go and check them out. Support them. We do a great stuff. So that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tuttiot, and you're listening to Forest FM 92.3 and the Eurovision Showcase.
Hello, this is Jamala. I'm a singer from Ukraine, and this is my song 1944.
This is Greta Salome from Iceland. And this is my song, Hear Them Calling. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Ira Losko from Malta. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Walk on Water. Enjoy.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hi, this is Isaiah from Australia. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Don't Come Easy. Enjoy!
I can tell by your eyes you want more than this, but can we be much more beyond these sheets? No, I don't want to mess with your head, but my love, it's hard to love again. It don't come easy, and it don't come cheap. Been burned too many times to love easily. Don't mistake me, my love runs deep. But it don't come easy, it don't come cheap. No, not with me. Moving fast to erase my past, but it never works, no, it never lasts, no. In my mind, I gotta get things right. Take it slow before I jump this time. No, it don't come easy. No, it don't come cheap. Been burned too many. I've got a heart.
Isaiah from Australia, 2017 Eurovision entry, Don't Come Easy, which eventually came ninth in the Eurovision Song Contest Grand Final of 2017. Shockingly, though, I didn't expect it, really, to be perfectly honest. It only got 2 points from the general public in the televote. Ooh, but the juries absolutely adored Australia this year. Interesting stuff. Didn't expect that to happen at all. So is favour for Australia flouncing in the Eurovision Song Contest? We'll have to wait and see, won't we, and see what the goods that they bring. But there is a strong rumour that Australia and SBS, the broadcaster there in Australia land, are thinking of a national final, a televised one, which I would love to see. Yes, wake up here in the UK around about 7:30 and then watch Australian TV and their national final. That'd be quite cool, wouldn't it? Yeah, I'm well up for that. Well up for that indeed. Yes, make it happen, Australia. It would be really cool and interesting to see. Right, well, speaking of cool and interesting things to see, we go back to Norway and also the Melody Grand Prix. Now, in 2004, poor old Kunt Anders Storm sang the song High, which came last with only 3 points in the Eurovision 2004 Grand Final. But this group, who eventually went on to represent Norway in 2005... In My Dreams, this was the song, and it was the group Wigwam. Well, they came third in Norway's national final in 2004 with the song Crazy Things. Oh, crazy things. And we're going to hear the song now, of course. So back in 2004, the top 12 songs from the Eurovision Song Contest 2003 the countries then got direct billing to the grand final, so they didn't have to qualify. So Grunt Anders Storm, would he have got through the semi-final in 2004? Who knows? But this is Wigwam, as I say, with Crazy Things from Norway's Melody Grand Prix in 2004.
The higher the crash, the higher. défendre, pourquoi chercher à comprendre, puisqu'on chante aussi.
Mars, comedy. Oh, I love that. That's the French Eurovision entry from 1972 in Edinburgh's Festival Hall. It was there in Scotland. Oh, what a tune. That's so French, it's beautiful. It really, really is. Right, it's time for this. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the show where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest. And particularly the ones that were better live, really, to be honest. But the song we're going to play now is Slovenia's Eurovision entry from 2012. Now, shockingly, this came second last in its semi-final, which was a semi-final two. Now, God knows why, because it's one of those results which completely baffles me. Vocals, performance, stunning. There is nothing more I can say other than stunning. Now, the song is called Valjame, which means I believe in Slovene. And the entrant was Eva Boto, an incredible vocalist, a really tall woman. She looked incredible, and so did her backing singers that night. Second semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2012 in the Crystal Hall, Baku, Azerbaijan, only getting 31 points that year. Most points it got was 10 points from Serbia, 8 points from Croatia, and the other points it got 5 points from Bosnia and Herzegovina, 4 points from Macedonia and Germany. So let's hear the incredible Slovenian entry, one of my favourite songs, Valjame, from Eva Boto, Slovenia 2012, live from Baku, Azerbaijan.
Sklobim čez nebo, našem sonce priposane za mečnu luč u njegove sunce, kislovu jemljajo, brez spomina s duknjami omedleni.
Thou canst be set aside. Thus nova uila sepuba in shira.
I'm Maeve Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Like a gentle breeze from the wild Roman sea, you caress my hair. My conviction is so clear. Baby, when I hold you near, never to let you go. I've reached a point of no return. Tonight I'll show what I am learning, how my heart yearns. Give me a child in the name of love, raising my hands to the sky. By your side to the end of days.
Now that's a bit of classic Melodifestivalen from Melodifestivalen, the Swedish National Final, 2006 classic, I suppose. There we are, Magnus Berglund with In the Name of Love. That came fifth in Melodifestivalen, 2006. Unbelievable. Yes, I didn't realise that it was that high. But it's a good song. It's a good song. Now, speaking of a song, which is a really good song in Melodifestivalen, this year's contest, I have to play it because it's just an amazing song, and I rekindled my love last weekend when hearing the song again. I was just like, oh, it's so good, and I want to share it with you once again here. Melodifestivalen 2017 entry from Mariette. This is A Million Years. With A Million Years from Melodifestivalen 2017. Well, thank you very much for listening to me, Kieran Uri Tutiet, here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for another instalment of Eurovision Amazement. So, you can follow us on Twitter, once again, at ESC Showcase, and like our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase, and email us, tutsexperience@hotmail.com. So take care of yourselves, all right? Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a wonderful day. Toodaloo!